there is Hatchet Basketball on the air. A great thing.
Open up the doors. Fill up the stands. It's game time in Hatchet Land. Lace them up and get ready to go. It's tip off time. Enjoy the show.
Another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor. Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance. Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Hayes and Dance. Headlines. Heller's Lawn Pro. The Kingpin Bowling Center. McAllister Machinery. McDonald's Restaurants. Myers LP Gas. The Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
This is the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW. We visit with Coach Gene Miller before our tip-off tonight. Here at the Hatchet House, the North Davies Cougars in town this evening. And Coach, first, just a recap of the last outing, the Bari Vikings. I was real pleased with what I saw overall. I know the outcome, not what you'd hoped for, but you got a chance to see your team and where they're at this point.
It did. We needed to play a game, that's for sure. Bar Reeves is going to be a really nice basketball team, and they played well. We got off to a bad start. I think after the first quarter, I thought we played pretty good basketball after that. The final three quarters, we finally settled in. We got better shots. We were more aggressive at both ends of the floor. Things started to happen. So I was pleased after the first quarter. I thought we got much better.
Freshman Trey Reed put up a stat that was kind of interesting. The first since, Luke Zeller, to his freshman debut, post a double-double.
Yeah, I thought Trey had a very nice ball game for us. Trey's one of those young men. He understands how to play the game, understands what you want to do, and he plays hard all the time. I mean, you know, one of the things we talk about is a consistent effort, and he gives a consistent effort really throughout the ball game. He runs the floor hard. He plays defense. He rebounds, sets screens. He does a lot of things, and he makes things happen.
What about the health of the team? I know Hunter Killian is a new face. He moved this year back to Washington, and he was kind of nursing a sore ankle. How's he doing?
He's getting better, coming around a little bit better each day, and he's getting there. He's sprained his ankle the day before practice started. He'd been through conditioning and all that and was in pretty good shape. And he set out for a week and a half, wasn't able to do anything except for physical therapy and stuff like that. So that set him back a little bit, and hopefully he gets some games under our belt, and I think he's a young man that could help us before the season's over.
Any other health issues we need to talk about?
No, I think other than that, our health's pretty good, and we're ready to play.
Who we watch for tonight from North Davies?
Well, North Davies is led by a young man, Jalen Knepp, a 6'3 sophomore guard. He's averaging 16.5 points a game, and he's shooting a phenomenal 8 out of 13 from the three-point line right now, just shooting the basketball real well. And then down inside, they have Jack Weininger, a 6'6 junior that is a transfer from Jasper that came in, and those are the two scores. He's averaging 14 a game, and Nep 16.5. Kirk Wagler is a guy that he's averaging about 6.5. That's very capable of having a big night as well. Athletic kid, you know, they're a team that's they're long and they're athletic. They've played hard. You know, they're young. They've got a couple games under their belt, and they're getting better daily.
You changing anything up tonight?
Well, we'll change starting lineup. Trey Reed will be starting at one forward along with Grant Niehaus. All the rest of the starters will be the same. We'll start Wright and Fleetwood at the guards and Gage Latham in the middle.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk of the postgame. Let's get a win.
All right, thank you very much, Dwayne.
One day they're playing grown-up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Hey everyone, from the Hatchet House in Washington, it's time for Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 and online at WAMWAMFM.com. Dwayne Shake, once again alongside Kyle Cornelius for the Varsity Showdown tonight with the Washington Hatchets and the North Davies Cougars. Hatchets come in at 0-1 after the Thanksgiving Eve Battle Royale here at the Hatchet House last Wednesday. Meantime, the North Davies Cougars check in with a record of 2-0, and the Cougars fresh off a win last night over Shoals. Score, though, a little bit surprising, Kyle. North Davies edged out the win 37-35 in that game yesterday.
Yeah, took out a last-second shot from what I saw on Facebook from Sean Berry. Shot at the buzzer to win the game for North Davies, and you know, Shoals is a very much improved team this year, but North Davies squeaked out a win tonight, so congratulations to them. But we're hoping a different outcome here for the Hatchets.
North Davies has some heavy hitters to talk about, as Coach Miller mentioned in the pregame interview, looking at 6'3 sophomore Jalen Knepp. I think he said he's like 8 of 12 from three-point range. He can air it out, so we got to keep an eye on him and keep a hand in the face. Then Jack Weiniger's the big guy underneath at 6'6 and just a junior. And Kirk Wagler, 6'2 sophomore, three in particular, he's singled out from this Cougar squad.
Well, Coach Dalrymple does a nice job each and every year with his squad, and he's got a very good young and hungry team in the North Davies Cougars. And so we'll see what they have in plan for the Hatchets tonight, but I look for good things to happen for the Hatchets, Dwayne, so we'll see what happens.
As I said with Coach Miller in the pregame, I was very impressed with what I saw in the opener, and I think Coach got a gauge of where his team is at this point in the young season. We saw some big play from freshman Trey Reed, who actually will get the starting nod tonight. Trey is the first freshman since Luke Zeller, I believe, that scored a double-double in his freshman debut, and you said it with Coach in the post-game interview last Wednesday, almost seeing the team's momentum pick up when Trey was on the floor.
Yeah, it just seems like a little bit of confidence comes into the team when Trey comes into the game, and hopefully tonight with him getting the starting nod, it will bring up the intensity level of the rest of the players. But I really like our team, Dwayne, and look forward to good things to come tonight.
It's redneck night for the Hatchet cheer block as we see a bunch of flannel and camouflage over
there. I should fit right in.
Over there in the cheer block. And the crowd is still filing in, the Hatchet band entertaining, and we're just getting started. Again, Washington and North Davies on the floor for the pregame warm-ups. Our pregame show brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap some scores from last night
and again give you the starting lineups and get ready for this varsity battle with Washington and North Davis. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Load up the family for your Christmas visits with a new Chrysler Pacifica from the Washington Chrysler Center. During our Black Friday sales event, you can get 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus $1,000 rebate. It's a Consumer's Digest Best Buy and the only one with stow-and-go seating for up to 8 people. We also have a great lease on the all-new Jeep Compass for only $304 per month with no money down.
It's the Big Finish event underway now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back here to the Hatchet House. Washington and North Davies set to do battle in this varsity showdown in the JV game. Coach Kyle Price has that JV team rolling. They're 2-0 in the young season. Big win, 61-38. I tell you, that is the future looks really bright for Hatchet basketball down the line.
I tell you, when that JV team pulls off wins like they have the last 2 weeks, Kyle Price and the JV Hatchets looking very good, Wayne.
It's almost enough to bring you back out of retirement, isn't it?
No, not exactly.
Tonight's game coverage brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Kyle, what's your prescription for success tonight?
Same thing as always, Dwayne. I mean, Washington's got to take care of the basketball, limit North Davis to their second and third opportunities on the offensive end, get that defensive rebound, look to push it out on the break, get some easy baskets against North Davis, and execute. You know, first half against Bar Eve, Washington struggled a little bit. Washington second half really came out hard, strong, cut the lead to two at one point, had a good chance to make a run at it to win that basketball game, just came up a little short. But Washington's just got to look to put a four quarters together, Dwayne, to come out with a victory.
Some games last night. Bar Reeve, 2-0 now. They beat Tecumseh 51-39. The Vikings are hosting Orleans as we speak down the dial on 95.9 FM. As we said, North Davies edged out Shoals yesterday 37-35. We had some close games yesterday. Wood Memorial over Lagodi 77-76. Wood Memorial got that win. Gibson Southern Jasper a basket better than Gibson Southern 44-42. Reveille edged out North Knox, 49-41. South Knox, big winners over White River Valley. Wright's topped Vincennes Lincoln, 53-48. And Northeast Dubois defeated Washington Catholic, 75-33. Tonight's matchups, Lincoln at home against Linton. Doesn't get any easier for the Lincoln Alices. Shoals is at Crothersville tonight. Pike Central playing at Princeton. And as we said, Bar Eve hosting Orleans. We're at the Hatchet House, where Washington and North Davies are set to do battle in this varsity matchup. Hatchets will be in the home white, trimmed in black. North Davies in the black, trimmed in white. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, and the Donaldson Insurance Agency, with Donaldson's your number one. Let's take another two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on your voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Great news! Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news, now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family, all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back here to the Hatchet House. Dwayne Shank, Kyle Cornelius on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. McDonald's of Washington. Apply to join the McDonald's team today. And by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington again trying to get on the winning track after an opening loss to the Barrie Vikings. As we look back to that Wednesday night Thanksgiving Eve showdown, Hatchets fell short 61-56, and 15 points from Billy Fleetwood. He was our MVP. We had Trey Reed, high energy player of the game, 12 points. 10 of those coming in the second quarter was a big lift for the Hatchets before the half. And then 9 points from Tyson Wright, 8 from Grant Niehaus, 7 from Gage Latham, 3 for Bryce Browning, and 2 for Julius Hardiman. So it was a balanced scoring attack. Hatchets fell just short. But tonight, we're hoping to change things up and even this mark at 1-1. Standing in the way, the North Davies Cougars, who are unbeaten right now, with a perfect 2-0 mark. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back with more with the starting lineups next here on WAMW.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at our location at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Johnson deal so easy. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
At
Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
The voice of the Hatchets.
And there you hear Don Spillman in the background as the Hatchets return to the floor. Final warm-ups before we tip this one off tonight from the Hatchet House. I'm Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius. The Hatchets facing the North Davies Cougars this evening. North Davies 2-0, fresh off a win last night against Shoals, 37-35. Meanwhile, Washington, as we said, lost in their last outing to Bar Reed. Been a while since we played, Kyle. That's that break between that Thanksgiving Eve battle. We're scheduled to have a game last night with Southridge, but due to the Southridge Raiders run in the state football finals, that one has been postponed now to February 3rd, and that'll be an afternoon matchup, 2:30 at Huntingburg.
Is that right?
Put that on your calendar,
Thank
sir.
Thank you. I need to get that on my calendar. So, yeah, probably not a bad thing for the Hatchets. Gives them some little extra quality time, practice time to prepare for these Cougars. And I know Coach Miller and the Hatchets are looking forward to coming back tonight and playing this game.
I know I sound like a broken record, and but I do want to say it again. The future looks real bright, Hatchet fans, I'm telling you. All the way down the line, so we've got a nice junior high squad that is doing real well right now, too. And this group of freshmen, I follow them with my son who plays baseball with this group. They're just a solid group of athletes, many of them three sports starters, and they're going to do some big things in the years to come.
Yeah, and you probably remember them, Dwayne, a little bit better than I do, just coming out of the gate, being that your son is the same age as that group. But, yeah, I enjoy watching those kids. And to be honest with you, the last week, maybe a week and a half now, was the first time that I've seen some of these kids play. I've heard about them, but never seen them, and I was impressed. So, yeah, you are exactly right. Future looks bright for the Hatchets.
Coach Brent Dalrymple leads the way for North Davies. He has been with the program now for 18 years and has compiled an overall record of 228 wins and 176 losses. And, Kyle, that's a coach that knows how to get the job done.
Yeah, he's proven. He's a very proven coach, has a great program. Year in, year out, you can count on them to be right in the thick of things. And it'll be a tough battle tonight based on his preparation. But I also look at our side, Coach Miller, Hall of Famer. I'll take my money with him each and every night.
Starting lineups being introduced now by PA announcer Don Spillman. Again, the North Davies Cougars in the black, trimmed in orange. And here's how they will shape up for the North Davies Cougars at one guard. Jalen Knepp, a 6'3 sophomore. The other guard is number 30, Sean Berry. At forward, a 6'2 sophomore, Kirk Wagler. At forward, number 32, A.J. Wade. And at center, a 6'6 junior, number 42, Jack Weiniger. So guards, Jalen Knepp and Sean Berry. Forwards, Kirk Wagler and A.J. Wade. And working the middle will be Jack Weiniger. Again, the Cougars under head coach Brent Dalrymple in his 18th year. The North Davies Cougars are 2-0 heading into the Hatchet House and this matchup tonight. For the Washington Hatchets, we've got Tyson Wright at one guard. Billy Fleetwood will be the other guard. At forwards tonight, Grant Niehaus and freshman Trey Reed. And working the middle will be Gage Latham underneath. So Tyson Wright, Billy Fleetwood, your guards. Grant Niehaus, Trey Reed, your forwards. Gage Latham, the center underneath. Starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes from both county teams at Washington and North Davies. 8 minutes on the clock. Trey Reed is going to jump center against Jalen Knepp from North Davies. The ball at midcourt. The crowd is pumped. We're pumped. Let's get this one started. Opening tip controlled by the Cougars. And we're underway. Right to left on your radio dial for North Davies in the first half.
A.J. Wade over to Jack Weininger. Weininger feeds it inside to Sean Berry, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Cougars. And the Hatchets get the ball. An opening turnover for North Davies. I don't think Coach Dalrymple liked that one.
No. Good defense by Washington.
Now the Hatchets get their first look. Grant Niehaus. Up and no. Couldn't get the roll. We're supposed to get that roll on our home court, Kyle. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Jalen Knepp. He's the one to watch for. Knepp is the floor general. He's the leader out there. He can shoot the three and do it quite well. Tyson Wright almost picks that pass off. Knocks it loose out of bounds. The ball stays with the Cougars. Jalen Knepp will inbound it. About a minute gone here. Still scoreless on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Sean Berry gets the inbound pass and works it up for North Davies. Berry off to Jack Weininger. Weininger hands it to A.J. Wade. And now Kirk Wagler controls. North Davies trying to get something established with a sticky man-to-man pressure by Washington.
Nice defense by Washington. They're all over him.
There's a turnover again for the Cougars, and the ball belongs to the Hatchets.
Yeah, I got to like that for Washington. Two possessions from North Davies, two turnovers.
Hatchets bringing up the floor. Tyson Wright hands off to Billy Fleetwood. Now top of the key, Trey Reed, far side to Wright. They work it in to Gage Latham. Latham.
Yeah, he traveled.
One extra step, and he'll get called for the travel. It's back to North Davies.
Just an extra hop there. He got a nice post feed. Tried to gather himself, but when he did, he traveled.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center. Washington Chrysler, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington. Sean Berry hands it out to Kirk Wagler. Now Jalen Knepp thought about the three. Feeds it to A.J. Wade. Over to Wagler. They're trying to get it in to Jack Weininger. And first foul of the game going to be whistled against the Hatchets as Gage Latham got a little contact there. Latham's first, team's first. And our first sub of the game coming in now for North Davies, Trevor Riggins will come in to replace Kirk Wagler. Out of bounds for North Davies. Underneath their bucket, it goes in to Jalen Knepp. Knepp over to A.J. Wade. Now Trevor Riggins. Riggins picks it up. Ooh, almost an over and back. Knepp towed the line there at midcourt, getting a lot of pressure by Wright.
I tell you, Washington's defense is looking very good here early. Going to get a cheap nickel dimer out front.
That's on Grant Niehaus, his first, team second.
Cheap foul there, Dwayne, as Washington's defense is really sticky here.
Yeah, it is.
To start the game.
You gotta like it. North Davies out of bounds. It goes in to Jalen Knepp. 5:45 to go, and we're still scoreless here at the Hatchet House. North Davies with the ball. Sean Berry over to Jack Weininger, who tries for three. Can't get it in the corner. Ball batted around and into the hands of North Davies. The Cougars get a second chance. Sean Berry off to Trevor Riggins. Now to Jack Weininger. And traveling is the call against Trevor Riggins.
Three turnovers now for North Davies. Washington's got to be able to capitalize here on the offensive end.
This is the veteran officiating crew.
Evansville crew that we've got here in the Hatchet House tonight.
5:20 to play, first quarter. Still scoreless. Both teams struggling to find the hoop right now. Hatchets with the ball. Billy Fleetwood, far side. Fleetwood hands it off to Tyson Wright. Wright, top of the key. Sets, shoots, too strong. There's Gage Latham with a clean rebound, and he'll put it back up and in for two. Nobody around Latham there. He worked free and did a nice job with the finish. Now we have some points on the board. Washington 2, North Davies nothing. 4:50 to go, first quarter.
Wow, little touch foul again.
That's going to be on Grant Niehaus, and that's going to be his second.
Boy, Mr. Turner, quick on the whistle. It's going to be Niehaus' second foul.
Looks like he's going to have to take a break, and Evan Francis will check in. Grant's upset with himself, too, a little bit on that, but that's a ticky-tack, but it is a foul. Out of bounds for the Cougars. It goes into Jalen Knepp. Knepp picked by Wright. Nice defense there. And then the loose ball into the hands of Evan Francis, and he's fouled to reach in against North Davies. We're calling it a tight game here tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, nice job there. City folks here from Evansville, quick on the whistle, but we'll take it. Be
two,
Washington's basketball.
2-0 in favor of the Hatchets. Washington with the ball, 4.5 to go, first quarter here at the Hatchet House. It's into Latham, back out to Tyson Wright. Wright over to Evan Francis. Now Billy Fleetwood thought about the three, shook his defender, took it all the way
and
to the hoop, and one.
Nice.
Boy, left his defender in his socks on that. Nice move by Fleetwood.
Yep.
And he'll have the chance for the conventional three-point play here.
Love the finish. He got hit hard on North Davis Cougar trying to take the charge foul, but he was not there in time. Gets the block call. Fleetwood shot's up and no good.
Short. And the rebound controlled by Kirk Wagler and the Cougars. Halfway through the opening quarter, Washington 4, North Davies nothing on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Cougars with the ball. They work it in. Now back out. And the shot is up and in by Kirk Wagler. That's good for three from downtown. And just like that, we got a 4-3 ball game. Trey Reed, top of the key, over to Wright. Now back to Fleetwood. He's open for three, and he'll drain it. Fleetwood from downtown with his fifth point. 7-3 in favor of the Hatchets. Now Billy Fleetwood, he's got that quick release. He's tough to defend. He just set, shoot, score. That's how you do it, folks.
Got to be there when he catches it because he's a catch-and-shoot player.
A.J. Wade, top of the key, one-on-one with Evan Francis. Wade picks it up, throws it, almost picked by Wright. Boy, look at that. Look at that defense by the Hatchets. They came to play tonight.
Yep.
Challenging it. Oh, man.
Get another little hip check by Tyson Wright. Going to get his
Coach
first
Miller.
Foul.
Coach Miller says, come on, guys. That is the sixth foul they've whistled in this first quarter. And I mean to tell you, these guys have got to be careful tonight because there's going to be a lot of foul trouble at this rate. They're calling the very easy touch fouls. Guess they don't want it to get out of hand, Kyle.
I guess. County rival, you know how that goes.
There's a three ball up and in by Kirk Wagler once again. Wagler with the hot hand. He drains two threes. He's got all 6 points. It's 7-6. A Hatchet lead cut to one.
Washington's going to have to get on him on the catch, make him put the ball on the floor.
3 minutes left to go. Opening quarter. Trey Reed to Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood hits Tyson Wright, cutting to the hoop. Wright partially blocked, gets his own rebound, feeds Trey Reed. Reed shot, no. Oh, Evan Francis almost got that board, but loose and into the hands of Jack Weininger for North Davies. Now the Cougars have a chance to take the lead for the first time here. Trevor Riggins out to Kirk Wagler, over to Jalen Knepp. Knepp looking into Weininger. Weininger draws the double team. Has to feed it back out to Wagler for three more. Can't get it. And the ball still loose on the floor. Still loose. Who wants it?
Players all over.
Jump ball.
Be Washington's basketball.
Man, oh, man, that was a
great
battle.
Effort. Yeah, that great effort
scrum.
By both teams.
That was a scrum. 2:13 to go. 7-6. Hatchets by one. Washington gets the ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. And A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Here's Evan Francis with the ball over to Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood driving baseline. Still driving. Shook his defender again. And the reverse layup is up and in.
Great move. Wow. Stop and go by Fleetwood. They cut him off on the baseline. He stopped, kept his dribble alive, and made it for the reverse layup. Great move.
7 points for Fleetwood, 9-6 for the Hatchets. It's a three-point Washington lead. Sean Berry out to Jalen Knepp. Knepp for three, short rebound to Trey Reed. Quickly up the floor. Ugh. Outlet pass. Trey Reed tries to save it in. He falls into this bench. The North Davies Cougars can't get it, and it's out of bounds for North Davies. Good hustle, though. Man, you can't
fault the hustle of this team, either team for that matter. These teams are both ready to play tonight.
Yeah.
Man, we
anytime you get a county rival, Dwayne, it's going to be close. Both teams are going to be fighting for everything they can get.
Jack Weininger over to Trevor Riggins. Riggins. Oh, wow. Nice move to the bucket for Trevor Riggins. He's good for two. 9-8. Washington's lead back to one. Here's Evan Francis for three. Can't get it. Short. Jack Weininger with the rebound. Final minute on the clock in this opening quarter. Washington 9, North Davies 8. Cougars up the floor. Weininger hands off to Sean Berry. Berry. Out to a wide open Kirk Wagler. This time a rare miss in and out. Weininger gets the rebound and the putback counts. An offensive rebound and putback for Jack Weininger. And North Davies has their first lead, 10-9. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Looks like Washington may try for the last shot here. Tyson Wright holds the ball. No challenge from North Davies. Now here we go. Wright out to Francis for three. Oh, nope, too strong. And a prayer shot at the buzzer by the Cougars off the mark, and that's going to do it for the first quarter of play. We've played 8 minutes of basketball here at the Hatchet House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the North Davies Cougars 10, the Washington Hatchets 9. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
Freddie Energy in Washington would like to invite you to a free concert at the Washington High School Auditorium on Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. The Red Letter Vocal Group, a local Southern Gospel quartet, will be performing live, featuring great gospel and Christmas songs. The concert is a free will offering with money raised going to the Washington High School Band Program and the Band Boosters. Again, the show is Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Washington High School Auditorium. This reminder from Freddie Energy in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back at the Hatchet House, ready for the second quarter of action. It's North Davies 10 and Washington 9. Wayne Shake and Kyle Cornelius, glad to have you along for this Saturday night high school hoops. Who has the ball to begin? North Davies. Kirk Wagler looking to inbound, getting a lot of pressure. The Cougars finally get it in to Jalen Knepp. Now Sean Berry. Kirk Wagler. Pass swatted out of bounds. Kiowa Jones swatted that one loose. He's in the lineup now, as well as Julius Hardiman. So it's Kiowa Jones, Julius Hardiman, Billy Fleetwood, Tyson Wright, and Trey Reed on the floor for the Hatchets. For North Davies, you've got Kirk Wagler, Sean Berry, Jack Weininger, Jalen Knepp, and Trevor Riggins.
Got to travel. Good job.
Traveling call against Kirk Wagler, the ball back to the Hatchets.
I tell you, that's North Davis' fifth turnover, Dwayne, in the first half.
And it's not.
Yeah, Washington's got to capitalize on these turnovers.
The reason for those turnovers is the sticky defense by these Hatchets. Man, they are in your face all the time. But we can say the same for North Davies as they create the turnover on this end, and it goes back to the Cougars. Low-scoring defensive battle here tonight. 10-9, North Davies with the lead. 7 minutes to play, first half, and there's another turnover.
No, I'm going to call a foul. I thought it was a travel too, Dwayne.
Man, he got lucky on that one.
Yeah, he got bailed out by the official. Mr. Turner, Josh Turner, called a foul.
That is Kiowa Jones whistled for that. His first. Sean Berry controlling now for the Cougars. Jump stop over to Trevor Riggins. Now it's to Kirk Wagler. Jack Weininger. Cougars patient here, waiting for a good look. Pitch and catch outside right now. There's a steal by Kiowa Jones. Swatted that one out of the hands of Weininger. Kiowa tried to work it into Julius Hardeman cutting to the hoop, but Weininger was there to intercept the pass.
Great job by Jones getting that steal and leading the break. North Davis hustled back, got a hand on it. Out of bounds to Washington.
Jones inbounds it to Fleetwood. He's got some room, tries for three. He cannot get it, and now a reach-in foul against the Hatchets on the loose ball. Man.
Not a lot of flow going, Dwayne.
Julius Hardeman whistled for his first, team sixth. So the Hatchets have six team fouls. That means North Davies will shoot free throws the rest of this first half. That could be a factor. We'll see. Sean Berry, top of the key. Over to Trevor Riggins. Now they look inside to Jack Weininger. Denied again by the Hatchet defense. And we've got a foul on North Davies. Bodies going everywhere there. That's the third team foul against the Cougars. Out of bounds for the Hatchets. That's the second foul whistled on Sean Berry. Kiowa Jones will inbound it for the Hatchets. He gets it into Tyson Wright. Over now to Hardeman in front of the Cougar bench. Fleetwood has it to Wright, far side. Now Kiowa Jones. Fleetwood, top of the key. Jones. To Tyson Wright. To Billy Fleetwood. Hatchett's trying to find something here. That North Davies defense shutting him down momentarily. Hardeman. To Kiowa Jones. Jones, too strong. Rebound to Sean Berry. Excellent defense by the Cougars there. Hatchett's not able to put it through. Now the North Davies has it back with 5:43 to go, first half. Jack Weininger, quick release, gets the friendly roll. And that's his fourth point tonight. Puts the North Davies Cougars up by three, 12-9, and the Hatchets turn it over. Pass out of the reach of Billy Fleetwood. He tried to save it and did, but right into the hands of North Davies. Man. Don't like that, Kyle.
Well, a little careless with the basketball as Washington was trying to push the ball up the court.
Got a little ahead of themselves there. Sean Berry puts up the shot. Doesn't get it to fall. Gets the loose ball rebound, and a foul is whistled against the Hatchets. Billy Fleetwood's first, team seventh. So again, we're one in bonus now for North Davies the rest of this half. Sean Berry will shoot them. As we see Trevor Wagler checking in for the first time. He'll replace Kirk Wagler for North Davies. Game coverage tonight brought to you by WTHI, TV10 in Terre Haute, and Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, coming soon to State Street in Washington. First free throws of the night. Sean Berry drains the front end of the one and bonus. He'll have one more. 13-9, if you're just joining us. The Cougars have a four-point advantage here at the Hatchet House. Make it five as Berry hits both free tosses. It's now 14-9. 5 minutes to go, first half of play. Billy Fleetwood right to the basket, and another reverse layup up and in. Fleetwood, he is too fast for his defender tonight. He shook him three times. He's got 9 points of the Hatchet 11. Berry to Wagler for three. No good, too strong. Southpaw shot, couldn't get it. Here's the fast break by the Hatchets. Kiowa Jones underneath. The shot won't fall. It was a layup. And now we'll dish it out to Tyson Wright. Try for three. No. Battle still for the loose ball. This time Trevor Riggins comes up with it. Hatchets getting their chances, just not able to put it through the bucket. I think we need to just settle down a bit, Kyle.
Yeah, just seem to be a little hurried on the offensive end. Defense looks very good.
4 minutes to go, first half. Jalen Knepp broke free, put up the shot, couldn't get it. But on the rebound, I think the Cougars had position. This is going to go against the Hatchets. Trey Reed's first personal, team's eighth. Two free throws here for Jack Weininger. as he was in the act of putting the shot back up. The first free throw was good. Cougars are hitting their free throws tonight, 3 for 3 at the line. Gage Latham re-entering now for Trey Reed. And Kirk Wagler back into the lineup for North Davies. 15-11, Cougar lead is 4. 3:57 to go, first half. Second free throw from Weiniger is also good. Weiniger has 6 points on the night. The Cougars' lead is back to 5, 16-11. Gage Latham out to Fleetwood, back to Latham. Latham works it to Fleetwood. Now Tyson Wright's all alone for three. Oh, in and out. Couldn't get that shot. Top of the key, rebound to Weiniger. Outlet pass to Trevor Riggins. Now Weiniger, top of the key, over to Sean Berry. Berry feeds it to Kirk Wagler. In the corner, Trevor Riggins drives baseline and gets it for two. Riggins that time caught his defender up in the air. Tyson Wright, coast to coast on the other end, draws the foul as he makes his move. Out of bounds for Wright. Or for the Hatchets, I should say. Kiowa Jones is going to trigger the inbound pass. North Davies has their biggest lead of the night right now. 7 points. It's 18-11 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're approaching the 3-minute mark in the first half. Fouls called.
I love Hardeman.
On Trevor Riggins.
Shows a lot of emotion out there, Dwayne. Plays hard. Nice kid. Freshman. He'll battle with you till the end.
We're going to see Jalen Knepp checking in now for the Cougars, replacing Sean Berry. Kiowa Jones triggers the inbound to Tyson Wright. And Wright missed the layup. Rebound to the Cougars. North Davies up the floor. Knepp over to Riggins for three, and he'll get it. Trevor Riggins drains the three ball. And now the Cougars really starting to pull away here. That's the 7th point tonight for Riggins. And the lead is double figures, 10. 21-11 in favor of North Davies. 2:40 to go, first half. Hardeman out to Billy Fleetwood. Back into Hardeman, and Hardeman's fouled by Jalen Knepp. Boy, they've whistled 14 fouls in this first half. And I mean, they're not letting anything by. That's kind of slowing this game up quite a bit, Kyle.
Want to keep it in check, I guess. Keep Washington's basketball out of bounds.
Logan Wagler checking in now, giving Jack Weiniger a breather. Weiniger gets a big round of applause from the Cougar faithful. And Kiowa Jones took an extra step. It's a traveling violation against the Hatchets. North Davies gets the ball back. Sean Berry re-entering for the Cougars, replacing Trevor Wagler. 2.5 exactly to go in this first half of play.
Washington now picking up full court, which I like to see.
It's inbounded to Kirk Wagler. Now Jalen Knepp. As the Cougars do break the full court pressure. Trevor Riggins, one-on-one against Kiowa Jones. Lost the handle, but Cougars maintain.
It's got to be a double dribble. He dropped it. No call.
Trevor Riggins out to Logan Wagler. Now to Jalen Knepp. Sticky pressure, but the Cougars playing keep away right now. Running some time off that clock. They have a 10-point lead. 21-11. Knepp into Kirk Wagler, and Wagler traveled. Well, he did travel, but they'll call the foul first.
Wow.
And he traveled. It's on Julius Hardeman, his second, team ninth. And we're going to see Trevor Wagler re-enter now for Sean Berry for the Cougars. Coach Dalrymple going to the bench quite a bit here in the first half. He's deep. The free throw is up and in by Wagler. He'll shoot one more. Kirk Wagler at the line. The Cougars are perfect 5 for 5 so far in this first half at the charity stripe. Second free toss is also good.
He banked that, Dwayne.
No, it went in, straight in.
Looked like he got a little help from the glass.
Bryce Browning checking in now for the Hatchets.
Washington just 2 points here in this second quarter, Dwayne. Just not able to connect on the offensive end. Played pretty well defensively, but offense has struggled.
23-11 our score. Washington trailing North Davies by 12. Billy Fleetwood hits a wall. He's fouled. Driving to the bucket. Fleetwood's going to shoot two free throws here.
Boy, if it wasn't for him, we'd be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, he's got all the hatchet points except for two.
9 of 11. He's going to go to the free throw line for two free throws.
Tonight's game brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Boy, Fleetwood missed the front end. He's got one more. He's 0 for 2 at the line.
Come on, Billy. Take your time here.
Sean Berry re-entering now for Trevor Wagler for the Cougars. Second free throw, Fleetwood finds
Atta
it there.
Boy.
So Fleetwood in double figures with 10. It's 23-12 in favor of North Davies. 1:20 to play, first half. Almost taken away there by the Hatchets. North Davies hangs on. Jalen Knepp to Trevor Riggins. Now to Sean Berry. And what is
wow.
that call? Kyle, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be critical, but come on, guys.
A lot of touch fouls, I will say.
I mean, let's let them play a little bit. They can't get any flow going because they're stopping with whistles nonstop. That's 17 fouls whistled in this first half.
Berry's free throw first is up and good.
Sean.
North Davies perfect from the line.
Berry has one more. He's got 3 points all at the charity stripe. It's 24-12 in favor of North Davies. 25-12 as Berry hits the second free throw. And now we'll see Trevor Wagler re-enter for Sean Berry. Final minute on the clock in this first half. It's North Davies 25 and Washington 12. As Kyle mentioned, the Hatchets held to just 3 points in the second quarter. Can't get anything going. Very similar of the Washington-North Davies girls matchup earlier this week. Kiowa Jones tries for three, and it's no good. On the rebound, a foul called over the back against North Davies. And I think we'll shoot one in bonus. That's going to go against Kirk Wagler.
Might have got bailed out there, but it's about time we got a call.
Bryce Browning is going to shoot the one in bonus for the Hatchets. 8 fouls against North Davies, 10 against the Hatchets. Browning hits the first free throw. His first point of the night, one more coming. Tonight's game brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer, and the Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant. Inviting you to Rock and Bowl after the game tonight for just $10 at the Kingpin. Both free throws count for Bryce Browning. It's 25-14 now, and here comes the full court pressure by the Hatchets.
I like it.
Browning almost stripped that one away. Good
Pick
hustle.
Him up. Put the pressure on him. Let's go. Change the tempo a little bit.
Halftime show coming up, brought to you by John Gehr, your shelter insurance agent at the Caution Line at Business 50 and Meridian in Washington. We'll have the first half stats and more coming up on the Hatchet Halftime Show. Full court pressure again by the Hatchet. Sean Berry looking to get it in. Does so finally to Kirk Wagler. Wagler picked up here by Kiowa Jones. Hands it off to Sean Berry. They do get it across the timeline. But it was a challenge.
Shaky. I look for the Hatchets to really pick up the defense in the second half, Dwayne.
Far corner. Jalen Knepp. Now it's worked out to the center circle for Sean Berry. I think the Cougars may be content. Oh, man. Reach in foul against Billy
wow.
Fleetwood.
Again.
I think that's two on Fleetwood.
Ticky tack.
They're going to call it. You got to know, Billy, not to do that. They are going to call it. They've called everything tonight. Shooting two, Sean Berry, and he hits the first one. He's not the guy you want at the free throw line either.
He's perfect, isn't he?
5 for 5. One more coming. 27 seconds left. It's North Davies 26, Washington 14. The second free throw is also good. And checking in one more time will be Trevor Wagler replacing Sean Berry. So Berry has 6 points all at the free throw line. They have 10 points overall from the charity stripe in this quarter.
It's about the ball game, Dwayne.
It really is. 27-14 our score in favor of North Davies.
North Davies down a 2-3 zone to end the half.
Hatchett's holding for the last shot. 10 seconds. Kiowa Jones underneath to Bryce Browning, all alone, and Browning seals the deal with a bucket. And that'll do it for the first half of play. It's halftime at the Hatchett House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The North Davies Cougars 27. The Washington Hatchets 16. Halftime show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The holidays are here. It's time for holiday parties, and you want to look your best. Call Headlines Beauty Salon today for an appointment to get some highlights or a new hairstyle for the holidays. Let Kim, Danielle, or Susan create a new style that will make you sparkle. Call now, 812-254-1810. Appointments are filling up fast. They have nice gift sets with hair products, nail polish, and don't forget the Christmas gift certificates. They make great stocking stuffers. Headlines Beauty Salon in downtown Washington.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchett Sports.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington is now taking reservations for your holiday Christmas parties. The Kingpin is a perfect spot to host your upcoming holiday event. They have 24 lanes of bowling, a full restaurant, and bar and lounge inside the bowling alley. Call 812-254-0632 to reserve your date now. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back at the Hatchett House. It's halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The North Davies Cougars have the advantage, leading Washington 27-16. Barreve score after three. It's Barreve 23, Orleans 21 with 8 minutes left in that game. So we've got a barn burner there, low-scoring affair. Here at the Hatchett House, the halftime show is brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent. Located at the Caution Light at Business 50 and Meridian Street in Washington. First half scoring for the Hatchets. Leading all scorers, Billy Fleetwood. He has 10 points at the break. Then 4 points off the bench for Bryce Browning in that second quarter. And a two-point bucket for Gage Latham. That's it as far as scoring goes for the Hatchets. 10 for Billy Fleetwood, 4 for Bryce Browning, and 2 for Gage Latham. For the North Davies Cougars, they had 8 points from Kirk Wagler on a pair of threes and a couple of free throws. Then it was 7 points for Trevor Riggins, 6 free throws for Sean Berry, and 6 points for Jack Weiniger. 8 for Kirk Wagler, 7 for Trevor Riggins, 6 for Sean Berry, and 6 for Jack Weiniger. North Davies led 10-9 at the end of the first quarter, and at the halftime break, they're up 27-16. First half team stats, Kyle?
We'll start with the Cougars. They are 3 out of 5 from two-point range for 60%. 3 out of 8 from three-point range for 38%. They have 4 offensive rebounds, 9 defense rebounds. Dwayne, are you ready?
Yes.
10 out of 10 from the foul line, 100%. That's pretty much the ball game in the first half.
It is.
7 turnovers for the Cougars at halftime. Washington, 5 out of 10 from two-point range for 50%. Just 1 out of 7 from three-point range for 14%. 6 offense rebounds, 3 defense rebounds, 3 out of 5 from the foul line, and Washington has 5 first-half turnovers, as it is North Davis leading the Hatchets 27-16 here at the half. And overall, not a terrible half by the Hatchets played, but free throws and turnovers, the big difference in the first half.
Sure is. And, you know, defensively, the Hatchets played strong, just couldn't get the shots to fall. I said it's reminiscent of the girls' game we had here on Thursday night. Same story. It was a low-scoring affair. Washington got out of that one with a win, 27-17. And we're glad to do so, but it seems like the cap's still on the hatchet basket here with the boys' matchup, too.
I look for Washington come out in the second half and look to pressure the Cougars. I'm even thinking full court, Dwayne. They just really need to pick up the intensity, both on the defensive end and offensive end, and hopefully create some offense off their defense. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. But the first half, just really, especially the second quarter, kind of dominated by the Cougars.
At the half, Washington trailing North Davies 27-16. Halftime show brought to you by John Gear, Shelter Insurance of Washington. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back with more right after this on WAMW.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask me, John Gear, about how Shelter insures the fun stuff.
Hi, this is Clara at Myers LP Gas, a family-owned and operated business serving Davis, Knox, Pike, and Greene counties. Ask our hundreds of satisfied customers how important fixed pricing, budget billing, and 24-hour service is. At Myers LP Gas, we put you, our customer, first. Myers LP Gas, located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington. Call 254-6809. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
The 2017 Black Friday sales event is going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center, and we have the biggest savings of the year on all remaining 2017 Rams in stock. Buy a 2017 Ram Crew Cab Laramie 4x4 was $52,540, now only $40,807. That's a savings of almost $12,000. Or take $10,500 off a Bighorn Crew Cab. Or lease a Quad Cab 4x4 for only $345 per month.
The Big Finish event is underway now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at the Hatchet House as we get set for the second half of play. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's North Davies 27, the Hatchets 16. And Kyle, just a couple of changes. Let's talk about the Washington Chrysler Center. Halftime adjustment brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center. Time to winterize your ride. Call the experienced team at the Washington Chrysler Center. Make sure your vehicle's ready for the cold winter months ahead. You mentioned it, and I agree with you 100%. One of the changes we've got to do is, I think, come out with a full court pressure. I think that had them shaken up a little bit. The sticky pressure is starting to get pesky, and you can kind of get into their heads a little bit after so long.
I'm ready to get after it. Coach Gene Miller, Hall of Famer, is known for his pressure defense, man-to-man, and I think it's time for the Hatchets to come out with that. Pick him up full court. Let's just get after him, see what happens. I don't think North Davis is able to handle the pressure of the Hatchets, especially in the full court setting. So let's see what Coach Miller dials up here in the second half. But Washington offensively just needs to get something going. I think they need to create it off their defense, first of all. And I think they're capable of doing that. So, Dwayne, we'll see what this second half entails.
On the side of North Davies, Coach Dalrymple, got to be pleased with this team in that locker room at the half.
Oh, sure, sure.
Not too much to change there.
Up 11 on the road, county rival. It's always usually a close game, hard-fought battle between both teams. He's got to be very pleased with his team's effort here in the first half, but we'll see what the second half entails.
JV game tonight belonged to the Hatchets. They won handedly over North Davies, 61-38, but the Varsity having a little more of a struggle here at the half. They trail 27-16. Tonight's game coverage from the Hatchet House brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1802. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. Overall, not the crowd we had for the Bar Eve game, but that's always the biggest attended game of the year. But North Davies brought their faithful supporters on hand here, and the Hatchet crowd spread out over the three quarters of the gym. The band has been entertaining nicely tonight. As we mentioned, the cheer block in redneck gear. That's the cheer block theme this evening. It's just a good atmosphere for a high school showdown on Saturday night. Washington will start with the ball to begin the second half. The original starting five back out on the floor. Tyson Wright, Trey Reed, Billy Fleetwood, Gage Latham, and Grant Niehaus. For North Davies, they go with four of the starting five. Sean Berry, Jalen Knepp, Jack Weininger, Trey Reed, shot up, no good. Kirk Wagler and Trevor Riggins is on the floor for North Davies. Reed was driving to the bucket there, got too far underneath. It went off the bottom of the rim. Cougars clean the rebound. Come down, shot up by Knepp off the mark, and Gage Latham gets the board. Hatchets have it back. Reed, jumper at the baseline off the mark. Weak side board to Jalen Knepp and the Cougars. So we start the second half where we left off the first half. Both teams struggling to get that ball in the bucket. 1 minute gone here in the third period. Jalen Knepp, charge is the call.
Nice job by Gage Latham, stepping in, taking the hit. Brad Dishman on the call. Offensive foul on the Cougars, be Washington's basketball.
27-16.
Washington's got to get a bucket here.
Yeah, they need a basket. Tyson Wright walks it up the floor. Hands off to Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood looks to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus double-teamed, gets it to Gage Latham in the corner, out to Fleetwood. Boy, North Davies' defense is really tight. There's Latham. Blocked from behind, gets the ball back, and this time powers it up and in and one. That's a good determination there by Gage. Stuck with it. Got his own rebound after it was deflected from behind. Put it back up strong. This time he drew the foul and a chance for a three-point play.
Great job there by Gage, staying with it. Denied the first time he had it, stuck with it, powered it up, got the foul, and one. Free throw is up, and it's going to be good.
Three-point play for Gage Latham.
Washington, full court, Dwayne.
That's what we called for. Let's see if they can make it, create a turnover here. The Cougars get it up the floor.
That's what we want, quick shot.
Open for three, can't get it. Rebound, loose,
get it.
And into the hands of Gage Latham.
Attaboy.
Gage needs somebody. There he hands it off to Tyson Wright.
Press is always not always to create a turnover, Dwayne, but maybe to create a quick shot, as that time the Hatchets did and got the rebound.
27-19. If you're just joining us, Hatchets trailing by 8, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Washington with the ball.
Nice slip.
Oh, man, couldn't hit the shot. That was a beautiful play executed nicely, and then Trey just couldn't put it through. Man, oh man. Tough break there for the Hatchets. Jalen Knepp, shot too strong. Weininger rebound, up and in for two. Jack Weininger gets the bucket, makes it 29-19. The lead is 10 for North Davies. Gage Latham works underneath but can't get it. Jack Weininger for the rebound. This North Davies team is the real deal, Kyle.
Nice team.
It really is. You'd expect nothing less from a Coach Dalrymple squad.
Turnover there. Great defense by the Hatchets.
5 minutes to go. Substitution in for North Davies now, A.J. Wade, replacing Jalen Knapp.
Anxious to see if Washington can get an offensive basket here to put that full-court press on and see how North Davies does handling the pressure.
Tyson Wright over to Grant Niehaus, now to Trey Reed, to Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood to Trey. Trey up and in that time.
Atta
good
boy.
For two. Man, I like that. I like that play.
Nice pick and roll between those two.
Full court pressure again by the Hatchets. North Davies breaks it. Riggins directs traffic, hands off to Kirk Wagler. And now we got a foul. And away from the ball. Man.
Eagle eye.
That's insane, Kyle. It really is. Insane. Kirk Wagler gets the inbound pass, hands it to A.J. Wade. Now Sean Berry. Berry, far side, to Wagler. Out to Trevor Riggins. Riggins
turnover.
Lost it. Unforced error there. Loose ball. Grant Niehaus.
And
it
one.
Up. Oh, man. Couldn't get the shot, but does draw the foul. Niehaus will shoot two at the line.
I tell you, I really believe if Washington is able to score the basketball that this pressure is going to cause them some trouble.
29.
We just got to be able to score the ball, Dwayne.
29-21. North Davies leading and a timeout on the floor. Coach Dalrymple wants to talk to the team. We'll take one, too. 4:04 to go, third quarter. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Did you know that you can make changes each year to your Medicare prescription drug coverage without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may have changed medications during the year, so the plan you are on now may not be the best one for you. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure you have the right plan for you. 812-254-1987.
With all the options out there today, we ask Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House. 4:04 to play, third quarter. It's North Davies 29, Washington 21. At the line to shoot two, Grant Niehaus. And the first free throw is no good. Our game coverage tonight brought to you by the Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. By Crane Federal Credit Union. Banking on a Hatchet victory. Second free throw is up and in. 1-for-2 at the line for Niehaus. 7-point Cougar lead, 29-22. Again, full court pressure by the Hatchets. North Davies shakes it. Jalen Knapp into Sean Berry. Berry can't get the runner in the paint off the mark. And Grant Niehaus gets the board. Niehaus picked from behind. And it's back to the Hatchets.
I like it, though, Dwayne. The pressure by Washington still creates a quick shot by North Davies, not one that they probably wanted. So not a turnover, but Washington will get a shot as Fleetwood has the basketball. Shot is up. No good.
Rebound to Jack Weininger. Fleetwood had a good look there, just couldn't get it to fall. And here come the Cougars. 3.5 to go, third quarter, 29-22 in favor of North Davies. Julius Hardiman gets the pick and the steal, and he is fouled.
I like him, Dwayne.
Good
be
defense
North Davies
there.
Is 11 turnover. Hardiman's quick hands just takes it away from him.
Nice defense there by Julius.
Come on, Hatchets, let's go.
3 minutes. Niehaus to Tyson Wright. Wright, far side to Billy Fleetwood. Now to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus out to Fleetwood. Fleetwood. Partially blocked. Out of bounds still with the Hatchets. He did kind of a shot fake. I think if he took that first shot, he'd had a better look at it.
I agree.
Lob into Gage Latham. Latham drives the paint. Runner, no good. Off the mark. And the rebound to Jack Weiniger. Still 29-22. Neither team putting on a clinic as far as shooting goes tonight, Kyle.
Pretty ugly.
Jalen Knepp to Sean Berry. And a push foul against the Hatchets.
Don't
Tyson
like
Wright
that call either.
For that one. Jalen Knepp was losing his balance.
We used to always talk about on defense, you're the king or the queen, and Tyson did everything he should have done. North Davis player, kind of the queen in that instance, and the referee bailed him out.
2:22 to go. 29-22. Favor of North Davis. Trey Reed returns to the lineup now for Gage Latham, and a foul this time on the Cougars. Trevor Riggins called. Your buddy here,
he has called,
I bet, you'll see, 10. He's called 15 fouls himself tonight.
Well,
it's a tight game, that's for sure. My, oh, my. That went to our advantage.
Get in there, Tyson.
Wright tries for three. Can't get it. Out of bounds this time to the Cougars.
Washington, full court press. 2 minutes to go, third quarter.
2 minutes exactly in the third quarter. That pressure is tough, but the Cougars break it once again. Sean Berry off to Jalen Knepp. Knepp's shot is good. Jalen Knepp delivers his first bucket of the night. Makes it 31-22. 9-point difference. Cougars with the advantage. A minute and a half now, third quarter. Tyson Wright makes his move. He's denied. Rejected out of bounds, staying with the Hatchets. Here comes Trevor Wagler back in, and Landon Mokras coming in now for the Cougars, replacing Jalen Knepp and Kirk Wagler. Right to Hardiman. Hardiman in the corner, works it out to Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood thought about the three, then tried to get it into Hardiman, and it was taken away nicely by Trevor Riggins and the Cougars. Hatchet turnover. North Davies gets the ball back. That's a travel. Good call. It's back to the Hatchets.
Dwayne, just really an ugly basketball game.
Yeah, it is. Not pretty on either side.
No, really not. Still, 9-point game by North Davis. They are in a zone now.
Fleetwood is open for three. Give that to him. No, but there for the rebound, Tyson Wright. He'll try. Can't get it. He's fouled, and Wright's going to shoot two free throws. We got to hit these free throws.
I tell you, it's just been an ugly game.
Sean Berry whistled for his third foul. That is the sixth team foul against North Davies. Right in and out. Couldn't get it. Here comes Kirk Wagler and Jalen Knepp back in now for North Davies. Mokras and Trevor Wagler will sit back down. 51 seconds left. Second free throw is good. Tyson Wright, 1 for 2 at the line. That's his first point tonight. Makes it 31-23. And the Hatchets get the steal. Pass from Riggins right to the hands of Wright. Now here he goes, coast to coast. Nope, can't get the runner. And Wright is out of bounds as he tried to save it in. It'll go back to North Davies. Man, Kyle.
Tell you.
What's going on here, fella? Sum it up, would you?
Just got to hit the basket.
That's genius, Kyle. That's genius.
I mean, you know.
There's Jack Weiniger. No, can't get the shot, but Weiniger's going to shoot two free throws. They don't call him the best color man in the business for nothing, for those of you listening at home.
Just be obvious. We just got to hit the basket.
to 23. Weiniger's shot, no good. That is the first missed free throw of the night for North Davies.
Thank you.
Here comes A.J. Wade and Trevor Wagler back in again. I tell you, Coach Dalrymple's gone to the bench all night. Also, we're going to see Landon Mokris re-enter now.
He runs them in and out, for sure.
They had four players on the floor there for a moment. Second free throw is good. That was strange, Kyle. Never seen an official helping a player off like that.
Get in there,
Fleetwood.
There
you go.
Let's
Fleetwood
go.
Gets two.
Pick it up now.
Billy Fleetwood with the runner. 32-25. 14 seconds remaining. Full court pressure by the Hatchets. Again, North Davies breaks it. Jack Weiniger. Hands off to A.J. Wade. Sean Berry. Two, one, shot at the buzzer, short, that's it. We played three quarters in the Hatchet House. We got 8 minutes to find our winner. Right now on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it is North Davies 32, Washington 25. Fourth quarter action coming your way after this on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're ready for the fourth quarter here at the Hatchet House. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Kyle Cornelius on Memories 107.9 WAMWFM Washington. We have a ball game. North Davies with the advantage right now, 32-25. They led 10-9 at the end of the first quarter, 27-16 at the half. 32-25 after three, and we've got 8 minutes left. Buddy of mine, Greg, says that was well said, Kyle.
Which part?
You just got to hit the basket.
Got to hit the basket. I mean,
shot short from Weiniger, but the putback is good. Jack Weiniger gets the first basket for North Davies. There's Grant Niehaus on the fast break on the other end. No on his shot. And the Cougars with the rebound. Point blank. But again, he had some pressure from behind. Just not able to get it to fall. 34-25.
It's going to be tough now as North Davies is going to look to milk the clock. I can already tell they're in their four out, or actually five out, no one in, passing the ball around the perimeter. It's going to be a tough go here for the Hatchets.
Cougars spreading the floor, running the clock. 1 minute gone. Trevor Riggins to Sean Berry, and Berry with the kiss and the bucket. 8 points for Berry. 36-25 in favor of North Davies. Top of the key, Wright for three. Yes, Tyson Wright from downtown makes it 36-28.
Hatchets needed that for sure.
Need a couple more now, Kyle. Here comes that full court pressure by Washington. North Davies again breaks it. Underneath Berry to Weininger. No shot. Weininger fouled before the shot. It'll be out of bounds for North Davies.
Tell you, Washington's just a step slow tonight in their rotation and defensively.
It's quickly into Trevor Riggins. Riggins over to Sean Berry. Now Jack Weininger. Seth shoots and scores. Boy, Weininger all of a sudden with a hot hand.
Dalrymple, not sure about that shot, but he'll take it when it goes in.
10-point lead now for the Cougars, 38-28. Billy Fleetwood to Trey Reed. Now Tyson Wright's all alone for three. No, but gets his rebound, put back, no. And this time Jack Weininger cleans it up. Two chances there again, not able to put it through. Knepp quickly up the floor to Sean Berry. Berry, high off the glass, rebound. Put back by Kirk Wagler. No, second attempt, no, but he's fouled. And Kirk Wagler is going to shoot two.
I tell you, North Davis, really.
It came to play.
In all honesty, outworking the Hatchets there.
38-28, 10-point lead for the Cougars. 5:33 to play. Kirk Wagler gets the first free throw. Wagler with 9 points tonight. Gage Latham checking in now for Julius Hardiman. So it's Gage Latham, Billy Fleetwood, Trey Reed, Grant Niehaus, and Tyson Wright on the floor for the Hatchets. Second free throw off the mark. Washington quickly up the floor. Wright! It's the runner. Scoop shot up and in, and a timeout called. 39-30. North Davies' lead is 9. We'll take 30 seconds to come back with more from the Hatchet House right after this on WAMW.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
5:27 left to go on the A&R Home Center scoreboard here at the Hatchet House. It's North Davies 39, Washington 30. We've got a game here. Cougars have led throughout. Hatchets coming on strong here. Full court pressure applied by Washington. North Davies will have to take it the length of the floor. They get it into Trevor Riggins. Riggins feeds it to Kirk Wagler. Now to Jack Weininger. Weininger in front of the Cougar bench. Back to Kirk Wagler, over to Riggins. Now here's Jalen Knepp. Knepp double-teamed. In trouble, timeout, Coach Dalrymple. He saw his player in trouble as that Hatchet defense really picked up. And we got a timeout on the floor. Same score, 39-30, 5:11 to go this time. And we'll return after this 30-second break on WAMW.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment? 100%. Get any size soft drink for just $1 only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The voice of the Hatchets.
5:11 to play here at the Hatchet House. North Davies has the ball. Play resumes. Leading 39-30. The ball quickly inbounded to Kirk Wagler, and his shot was in and out. And as the Hatchets try to push it up the floor, the outlet pass denied by Trevor Riggins, out of bounds, so it'll stay with Washington. Grant Niehaus gets it in to Tyson Wright. Wright, top of the key. To Trey Reed. Reed cutting to the hoop and lays it in for two.
Nice play.
Trey Reed for two more. He's got four. Full court pressure again by Washington. That North Davies lead has been cut to 7. Still a lot of time left. Jalen Knepp, double teamed and fouled. As Knepp fell to the floor, he had two players around him. You know you're going to get a foul on that.
Cheap.
I think it's going on Grant Niehaus. That's his third personal. Sixth team foul. So after this out-of-bounds play, both teams are going to be in the bonus the rest of this game.
Hatchett's going to have to battle here.
Sean Berry gets it in to Kirk Wagler. Now back to Sean Berry. Berry to Jalen Knepp. Berry to Riggins. And Riggins, southpaw, left-hand shot at the free throw line, up and in for two. Trevor Riggins has a sweet touch on that shot. 9 points for Trevor. 41-32. Tyson Wright drives, shot blocked as he took it to the hoop. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Cougars. Ball staying with Washington. Niehaus will inbound it. Gets it into Billy Fleetwood. No! Fleetwood shot off the mark. Jack Weininger there for the rebound. North Davies breaks the pressure, gets it up the floor, and now they'll slow things down. We've got 4 minutes left. 41-32 in favor of the Cougars. Coach Dalrymple has to take a timeout, and Coach Miller says, how much time are you going to give him? I mean, that guy must have had the ball for 27 seconds. It's a timeout on the floor. 41-32.
Anytime the head coach calls a timeout, he knows it's very close to a five-second call, and Coach Miller's wanting it.
We'll keep it here. Wow, that did seem like a long time, but hey.
Coach Dalrymple bailed his player out.
Yep. Good call by Coach Dalrymple.
Good job by him, but Washington's already out of the timeout. They're ready to play. We'll see what Coach Miller has in store for him, but down nine, just under 4 minutes to go. Washington's really going to have to tighten up the defense and try to get some turnovers here to create some extra possessions.
Got a road trip to Eastern Green next Friday night for Hatchett Boys basketball. Join Kyle and I for the coverage here on WAMW. North Davies gets it in. 3:45 left to play. Again, the Cougars holding on to a 9-point lead, 41-32. Sean Berry again in trouble. It's loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. What's your golly? See,
great hustle by both teams.
What's amazing to me.
Going to be Washington's basketball, I believe. North Davis is all excited, but it's going to be Washington's basketball as the Hatchets just, you know, they're at the point now, Dwayne, where they just got to get after it, and that's what they did there in that possession.
I've never seen an official grab a player by the jersey like that. And that Billy Fleetwood said, hey. And then the officials gave Billy a few words.
Hey, as long as it's our ball, we're okay. Let's go.
Hatchets have the ball. Craziness there. 3.5 minutes to go. Gage Latham is underneath.
Attaboy, let's
Gage
go.
Gage gets two.
Come on, Hatchett.
Now Coach Miller wants to talk things over.
He's going to get that defense set up as we have now cut it to 7. 3.5 to go.
41-34 in favor of the Cougars with 3:27 to play. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and return to the Hatchett House after this on WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The voice of the Hatchets.
3:27 to go. 41-34 in favor of North Davies. Cougars with the ball as play resumes. Full court pressure again by the Hatchets. It's inbounded to Kirk Wagler. Now over to Jalen Knepp. Knepp going one-on-one with Billy Fleetwood, hands it to Kirk Wagler, and they do get it across the timeline. Sean Berry to Jack Weininger, and Weininger, oh my. Weininger traveled.
Might not be a bad foul as we are going to send Weininger to the line for a bonus. We'll see how this plays out. Washington, North Davis was struggling with the basketball. Officials, Coach Miller feels bailed them out. We'll see how this plays out.
Weininger, one in bonus here. It's up and in. One more coming for 6'6 Jack Weininger.
They've been solid from the line tonight, Dwayne.
14 points overall for Weininger this evening. The second free throw is also good. And he got every bit of roll on both of those, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
43-34. Tyson Wright works it over to Kiowa Jones, who's in now for Fleetwood. Grant Niehaus to Wright. Wright's shot short. And the ball controlled by North Davies. But Tyson Wright gets the steal. Hands it to Kiowa Jones. And Jones can't hang on to it. Tough break there for the Hatchets. Kiowa says, I'm sorry, man. So now we're going to see Billy Fleetwood back in this time for Tyson Wright. Now the Cougars trying to get it inbounds. They do get it into Jack Weininger. 43-34, 2:45 left. North Davies leads. The Cougars break the pressure. And Coach Dalrymple wants to run as much clock as he can here. Hatchett's challenging every pass, but North Davies doing what they want to, and that is run the clock. The foul on Gage Latham. One in bonus, this time for Sean Berry. Berry's perfect at the line, 6 for 6. 8 points overall. The free throw from Berry is up and in.
He's money from the line.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And Headlines Beauty Salon, Camp Danielle and Susan, proud to back the Washington Hatchets. Second free throw from Berry, nothing but net.
8 out of 8.
Hits them both. Tyson Wright re-enters now for Kiowa Jones. Berry has 10 points. And the Cougar lead is back up to 11, 45-34. We're approaching the 2-minute mark. Grant Niehaus works free for three and gets it. Niehaus from downtown. 4 points for Grant. His first field goal of the night. 45-37. Full court pressure again by Washington. The Cougars break it. Sean Berry can't get it. And the rebound to Trey Reed. Reed outlet pass to Tyson Wright. Wright underneath to Latham. Kicks it out to Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood fouled. No traveling is the call. ...45-37. Full court pressure again by the Hatchets. Cougars break it one more time, but they've done a nice job. Oh, I say that, and we almost get the steal. Kiowa Jones had it momentarily, but it sailed out of bounds. Sean Berry inbounds it to Jalen Knepp. Now it goes to Trevor Riggins. Now to Sean Berry. And there again, Kiowa Jones almost has it. Minute 14 left. Hatchets fighting till the end here. Trying to create the steal. Running out of time, as this time Kirk Wagler breaks free in the backdoor cut, and Wagler lays it in for the easy bucket. Back to a 10-point lead, 47-37. Billy Fleetwood to the hoop. No, can't get it. Out of bounds. And there we go. Overruled. One official points one way. The other official gives it back to the Hatchets. Niehaus to Fleetwood for three. Nope. Weak side board to Jack Weininger. It's like the Cougars. Oh, almost a steal by Tyson Wright. And it is a steal. Hatchets get it back. It's getting ugly, Kyle, in this final minute. Yep.
Just trying not our been best. A very, very good game.
Trying our best to bring in the final minute here at home. Grant Niehaus and one as he gets the shot to fall. Nice drive to the bucket by Niehaus, his sixth point. 47-39. Sean Berry whistled for his fourth foul. There's only 45 seconds left. I'm afraid it's too little too late for the Hatchets here. Niehaus free throw is good. Full court pressure again by Washington. The Cougars break it. Seconds left. Kirk Wagler up and in for two more. Saw the baseline, drove to the bucket, got it. 49-40, favor of North Davies. Cougar fans on their feet now as Billy Fleetwood drives, can't get it. And a foul called on the rebound against the Hatchets.
Gonna be about it, Dwayne. North Davis fans very happy with their team's effort. Well, they should be.
Yep. Cougars executed well tonight. Shooting one in bonus, Kirk Wagler. He missed the free throw. Hatchets get the rebound. Billy Fleetwood for three. Nope. And the rebound to North Davies, and that should do it. The Cougars victorious tonight at the Hatchet House. Defeating the Washington Hatchets, our final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. North Davies 49. Washington Hatchets 40. Hatchet postgame show presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and by Sterling & Company, professional corporation in downtown Washington. Coming up after this timeout.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dant, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dant is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dant, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dant in Washington.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at our location at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to the Hatchet House. Final score tonight here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. North Davies gets the victory, beating the Washington Hatchets 49-40. This is the Hatchet postgame show presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau agent, Highway 57 South in Washington. Stop knocking on wood. and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. Individual scoring first for the North Davies Cougars, who were victorious tonight. Three players posting double figures. Jack Weininger leads the way with 15 points. Right behind with 13 is Kirk Wagler. And finishing with 10, Sean Berry. So three players in double figures for North Davies. 15 for Weininger, 13 for Kirk Wagler, and 10 for Sean Berry. Then it was 9 points for Trevor Riggins and 2 points for Jalen Knepp. For the Washington Hatchets, only one player in double figures. That was Billy Fleetwood. He finished with 12. Gage Latham had 7. Grant Niehaus had 7. Tyson Wright ended with 6. Trey Reed, 4. And Bryce Browning, 4. So Fleetwood, the only player, double figures with 12. 7 for Gage Latham, 7 for Grant Niehaus, 6 for Tyson Wright, 4 for Trey Reed, 4 for Bryce Browning. North Davies led throughout this contest, 10-9 at the end of the first quarter, 27-16 at the half, 32-25 after 3, and the final on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, North Davies 49, Washington 40. Kyle, how about those final team stats?
Well, we'll start with North Davis. They were 11 out of 23 from two-point range, 48%. 3 out of 10 from three-point range for 30%. 9 offensive rebounds, 20 defensive rebounds. Foul line, very well. Nice job tonight from the foul line. 16 out of 19 for 84%. And they finished the game with 15 turnovers as a team. Washington, they were 12 out of 34 from two-point range. 3 out of 13 from two-point range for 23%. 14 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds. 7 out of 11 from the foul line for 64%. 7 turnovers as a team, which is not bad at all. As you look at the grand scheme of things, but just not able to get anything going offensively tonight for the Hatchets. Credit North Davis's defense, but also Washington just not shooting the basketball all that particularly well, as they're going to come up short tonight, 49-40 to North Davis.
When we come back, a visit with Coach Gene Miller, and we'll hand out the postgame hardware. Back after this final timeout on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Freddie Energy in Washington would like to invite you to a free concert at the Washington High School Auditorium on Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. The Red Letter Vocal Group, a local Southern Gospel quartet, will be performing live, featuring great gospel and Christmas songs. The concert is a free will offering with money raised going to the Washington High School Band Program and the Band Boosters. Again, the show is Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Washington High School Auditorium. This reminder from Freddie Energy in Washington.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy.
Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Hi, I'm Anna Lucia.
Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time at the Hatchet House. Again, the Washington Hatchets fall at home to the North Davies Cougars. Final score, North Davies 49, Washington 40. Coach Gene Miller joins us on the postgame report. Coach, your thoughts on tonight's game here at the Hatchet House?
Well, I thought we played hard. We're playing hard. I can't fault the effort again. I mean, we're playing hard. We're getting after it. But it's just hard to win when you can't put the ball in a basket. And that's what we shot 30% tonight. I think we're shooting, we're 6 for 30, I think, from the 3-point line for the year, which is 20%. We are shooting about 30 some percent from the inside the arc. I don't know how many layups we missed tonight. We missed, just time after time, just missed layups. We're just not finishing right now, not scoring. And it's, we're handling the basketball pretty well. I think, again, we only had us for 8 turnovers, had 3 the first game. So we're averaging 5.5 turnovers a ball game. Coming into the year, I was, the big thing that people asked me, I said, well, how are we going to score? We lost our 2 big scorers from last year. And, we just haven't found a way to score yet. We got to find some way to score, but it's no matter what you run, it's hard to score if you can't put the ball in the basket, you can't hit layups.
Yeah, that's one thing that I said, Coach, during the game. Dwayne asked me my opinion, and I said, we just got to score. I mean, it's
the best
point
color man in the business, Coach, right there. That's why he earns his money.
He said, you put it point blank. I mean, we just got to be able to score the basketball. Yeah. And like you said, it's no fault to the kids. Kids playing hard, taking care of the basketball, had them 7 turnovers tonight. North Davis had 15. A lot of times when that happens, you're on the other side of the scoreboard, but we're just not able to score the basketball, and hopefully that'll come.
When we worked our offense and got good shots, we didn't score.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, had some breakaways even missed. I'll have to go back and look at the film and see, what our shooting percentage was, just, 6-8 feet around the basket even. We just got to do a better job of finishing.
Coach, in the free throws, that was probably the difference in the
game.
Oh,
yeah, that was the other thing, especially the first half, the free throws. They scored 10 points. I think they were 10 for 10 from the free throw line in the first half. And, we didn't do a very good job of playing defense without using our hands. And, they were calling touch fouls, and we didn't adjust. We didn't do a very good job of adjusting. And we've got to be a little smarter and adjust the way the officials are calling the ball game.
Well, we go to Eastern Green on Friday night. What do you know about those Thunderbirds?
Well, Coach Shookman went and saw them yesterday. They're a good basketball team. They've got some good talent. And it's going to be another tough battle. And, our first road game. So we're going to have to come out, and we're going to have to put the ball in the basket, that's for sure, in order to beat them. And then we got Forest Park, who's a very good basketball team, very big and very good basketball team coming in here on Saturday. So. Then we got a Wednesday, Friday game the following week. So we got four tough ball games coming up in a short period of time. So we got to use our time next 4 days, get ready, and hopefully we can come out and play a little better offensively.
We'll right the ship, Coach. I know, like you said, I still like what I'm seeing with this group of players. I think they're molding together well, and they're only going to grow from each game.
Yeah, we just got to continue to get better. That's for sure. We got to figure some things out, and we got to each one of us got to get a little better and a little tougher offensively.
Coach Gene Miller, thank you very much. We'll see you Friday night at Eastern Green.
All right, thanks, Dwayne.
Again, the final score, 49-40. North Davies gets the win here at the Hatchet House. The only thing we have left to do, Kyle Cornelius, is to hand out the postgame hardware. And we're going to start first with the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Freddie Energy in Washington.
High Energy tonight, we'll go with Tyson Wright, point guard for the Hatchets. Did a nice job, created a lot of havoc out there. Just need to let him settle down a little bit and hit some shots. You know, I know he's capable. Saw practice earlier this week, and he didn't miss a shot whenever I was here, Dwayne. And tonight, just not able to capitalize. But I know he's going to in the future. And Tyson Wright, high-energy player of the game.
The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford.
We'll go with Gage Latham tonight. The senior center did a nice job, battled very hard, did a nice job both offensively and defensively. Gage Latham, tough player of the game.
Congratulations, Gage, and the overall MVP honors tonight. Presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
We'll go with our other senior shooting guard, Billy Fleetwood, tonight as the player of the game. Did a nice job offensively, gave us a few sparks here and there on the offensive end, but Billy Fleetwood.
Congratulations, Billy, tonight's MVP. Again, Hatchets win the JV game 61-38, fall short in the varsity matchup here tonight in front of the home crowd. Final score, North Davies 49 and Washington 40. We're on the road next Friday at Eastern Green. Join Kyle and I for the coverage, 7:15 pregame tip-off at 7:30. And the Hatchets return home 1 week from tonight with Forest Park in town. The Rangers will be here at the Hatchet House again. That is next Saturday. For Kyle Cornelius and tonight's studio producer Andy Morrison back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake reminding you the final, North Davies 49, Washington 40. Good night, so long from the Hatchet House.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling and Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.